This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And such discussion
might be halftime around now,
or maybe halftime's over. I don't know. We're talking about the Super Bowl. There's a story that you brought in tonight, Richie, and we should continue with it because it sounds really interesting about the economics of the game. And
kind of Super Bowl by the numbers, I guess, is a good way to break it down.
And inevitably, the numbers on the advertising were mentioned already, which, of course, is a lot of what gets discussed when it comes to the Super Bowl. You also mentioned the average of over $8,000 per ticket. Average. Now, of course, average can be thrown off by very, very large or small numbers. And so, you know, what's the top price tickets, you know, go for? I'm guessing it's six digits.
Could be.
You know?
Front row center, 50-yard line.
Yeah, or box seats or whatever they call. Or what are the special ones that are like enclosed?
The suites.
Yeah, where you get like service.
There you go.
Fancy service.
I've never been to any of this, but that just strikes me a lot like not being at the game.
You're right. It's not.
It's for really rich people.
You're really far from the action. And, you know,
are you in the fancy enclosed boxes or whatever?
Oh, yeah. That's where the broadcasters sit, man. It's like
but they get to see it all from up there, don't they?
You can see down, but the likelihood is they're watching monitors to see what's really going on.
Oh, really?
Unless you go up there with binoculars. Think of the nosebleed seats.
Mm-hmm.
They're above that, right, in the box looking down.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like super up there from what I've read for other reasons.
Huh. Okay.
It gives you good advantage of all the action.
Yeah.
I know somebody who won that one time, and he said that there was like a TV inside. Like, you couldn't even watch the game per se. Like, there's a TV in the suite, and it's like,
you sit there and eat hors d'oeuvres.
Why?
Well, and that's the thing.
Pay
right?
too much for drinks.
Going to any sporting event live is not as good of a viewing experience as watching it on TV.
Yeah.
You go there for the experience of being there, right? The tailgate party before the game, the sitting in the live crowd with other fans during the game. But for the most part, if you want to watch the game and you want to see all the action, you just watch it on TV.
And you can go to the bathroom without having to deal with lines and all the other crap. You don't have to pay $20 for a beer or a hot dog or whatever.
You get the best angle. You get to see the replay if you miss something.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah, I gotta say, of course, I'm not a sports fan, so like going to watch sports in real life does absolutely nothing for me.
Well, you can enjoy the party then, right? Like, you know, the tailgate party before.
Yeah, I don't even drink anymore, so
okay, all right, fair enough.
I'm the least fun person.
Yeah, none of this is. I'm probably the least fun person.
All right, so let's continue. Where were we on this story from the Foundation for Economic Education?
Right at the beginning. So I'll just recap the two numbers that you threw out there. Average price of a Super Bowl ticket currently $8,940. Average price for a scalp ticket, surprisingly less, $8,264. And then now we're moving on. The big money, however, comes from broadcast rights. The NFL reportedly makes more than $5 billion per year selling broadcast rights for all its games, including the Super Bowl, the most watched game of the year.
Broadcast rights meaning that they give it to Fox this year, they bid the highest, or NBC bids the highest,
right.
So they
CBS,
pay
whatever.
Whatever amount. I don't know if they have to offer them a portion of the sales for the ads. Who knows what the deal includes? And then all the international deals as well, because, you know, when you think about Fox and CBS, that only covers the United States. What about the other countries that care about the NFL, and, you know, who's got the exclusive in the United Kingdom, that kind of thing.
The $336 million CBS hauled in last year in ads for the Super Bowl was more than what ABC received for all six games of the NBA Finals in 2019.
Wow.
That was $288 million combined, and more than what Fox received for the seven games of the World Series, $191 million.
So this is the most popular game on the planet.
This is
by far.
Right, the most popular, the most money
making game,
which is why the ads are so fun to watch, but so expensive.
They put a ton of money into them. I was looking at you see stories in the news about the ads.
Yes.
So there was one I saw yesterday. It was in my Google News feed about the Walmart ad. It's got a bunch of sci-fi characters in it, like Bill from Bill and Ted's shows up in it, like Star Wars.
Bill and Ted's 3's coming out.
Star Trek. So yeah, all kinds of licensed characters that they must have paid huge money for.
Your article later is the controversial ad.
Right. So right. If we get to it, I don't know if we will.
Yeah, whatever. That was with a viewership. This is the $336 million from CBS last year. That was with a viewership of 98.2 million viewers, according to Nielsen, the lowest number of total viewers in more than a decade.
Damn. So it's down.
It's down. But that's still, when you talk about the United States, that's a third of the country watching
that's
the same
amazing.
Thing at the same time.
That's amazing.
Number six, Stella Artois' Change Up the Usual was the most watched Super Bowl ad online in 2019. The ad accrued more than 48 million views by the Monday after the game on various online platforms.
Isn't that amazing? Someone would actually go and watch an ad on purpose, right? Because they're talking about going to like YouTube and playing the ad.
Right. But not only that, there are people, right, who don't appreciate sports or whatever, but will watch the Super Bowl for the ads.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No, there absolutely are.
Are there really people like that?
The ad used to be a whole lot better, like, a few years back, but yes, that's a thing.
But, when I was in college,
but you're going to drop a mil plus on an ad. It's like you're going to put some production value into it.
Yeah, but I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I just can't imagine sitting through a program that I wouldn't otherwise want to sit through just to watch the advertisements.
Because it's the best commercials of the year. Like the most entertaining.
Okay.
When I was in college, I had a marketing class during Super Bowl. We had an assignment where we had to watch the Super Bowl ads and then I forget what the assignment was, but do like a paper or whatever on that.
I mean, I find that the advertisements in general are fairly entertaining whenever I happen to see them. I don't have cable television, so I don't see ads generally.
Me neither.
I don't watch them on YouTube because I have ad block there, so like I almost never see ads as far as video content ads. But whenever I happen to be over at like a friend's house in the last couple of decades and they happen to have cable on, advertisements are better than they've ever been. There's no doubt about it. The writing and the direction and everything about it, even computer graphics or whatever, like they're very impressive. But I can't imagine being like, the ads are going to come on soon. I really need to sit down and watch these.
Well, they spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, they do.
A 30-second ad placement for the Super Bowl cost $5.6 million. That's up $5.25 million from last year. So $0.35 million more than a 30-second ad was last year.
Even though the numbers are down.
Right. And to break it down, $187,000 per second.
Yeah.
So if you can bump that and turn that into YouTube views afterwards, right, to maximize your ad dollars, even better.
Yeah, if you can get buzz going about the ad, then you get the extra value out of it.
Right. Number nine, President Trump and presidential contender Michael Bloomberg will each spend $10 million on ads during the Super Bowl for a grand total of 60 seconds of airtime each. So there's going to
That's
be a Trump
huge.
Ad and a Bloomberg ad.
Okay.
Singers Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will headline the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. Will receive no compensation.
It's like a booty bowl there, right?
Could be. Well, they used to have that, right? That was the lingerie bowl?
Oh, the
bowl?
Bud Bowl thing, right, with the
Bud
babes?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bud Bowl wasn't with the babes. It was
Bud
something
bowl
else
was,
with babes, right?
That was the lingerie bowl was
yeah,
like during
okay.
the halftime show.
Okay.
Where was I?
Did they end the Bud Bowl?
I think that was just a commercial,
anymore?
Right? That was just
Bud
Light and
yeah.
Budweiser commercials during the Super Bowl. They received no compensation. However, they will likely see a huge boost in record sales. Consumers will spend a total of $172 billion on food, beverage, merchandise.
Which number are we on, by the way? Are these numbered that
yeah,
you're going
we're
through?
Number 11. I got 12.
Number 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And number 12, the 88.6.
Wait, what was the consumer's one? I feel like
$17.2 billion on food, beverage, merchandise, and party supplies the big game.
Right.
And that is $88.65 per person for a total of $193.8 million who plan on watching the game.
$80-something per person just to buy some food and snacks or whatever?
Got to get ready for the game.
A bag of chips and a pizza, that's not that expensive.
Well, anyway, if you're having a big old party, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Be a lot of people.
All right. We got more coming up here. Was there a 12th one that we didn't get to yet?
That was the 12th one.
Okay.
That was the breakdown.
All right. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up in April the 3rd through the 5th, you can join Free Talk Live in Washington, D.C. Yes, it's the last place I actually want to be, but I do actually want to check out LibertyCon, and it's happening in Washington, D.C., so you got to go there if you want to go to LibertyCon. And LibertyCon is going to be a unique Liberty convention where there will be more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations there for you to network with, perhaps to advance your career, business, or internship opportunities. That's a pretty big, you know, opportunity right there. But you'll also get to, in addition to the networking, get to see some pretty cool speeches like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, is going to be speaking on conscious capitalism. We've told you some of the other speakers, but there's also, they're now announcing some of the debates that they're going to be having.
Those sound interesting.
Is government necessary? Will feature David Friedman taking the side that government is not necessary, and Timothy Sandefur will be arguing that it is. There's another debate entitled, Does Capitalism Require Government Intervention? In this debate, Jean Epstein, who's the economics editor for Barron's, is going to take the position that intervention is not necessary, while Stephen Pearl from the Washington Post will argue in favor of intervention. So those are a couple other features for you. You can go to LibertyCon.com to learn more about the event, get your tickets, and they are shockingly affordable, by the way, under $100 for the regular ticket, and student tickets, I think, are like half that. You can use code FTL and save $10 off the already very affordable price. It's April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Use code FTL, save $10. We will see you there. And I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to a LibertyCon before, so we'll tell you more about it when we're there. But we hope to see you there as well.
And the venue is right there on the front page of the website. Amazing.
Easy to find. Huh?
Easy to find.
All right, cool. Check it out, LibertyCon.com. So, Richie, you were sharing with us the story from the Foundation for Economic Education. We got through the 12.
We got through it.
Numeric,
yes.
Statistics, interesting numbers on, you know, about the Super Bowl, how much money is being spent, how much money is being brought in, what are the advertisements cost, what are the tickets cost. If you missed it, you can always go back later at freetalklive.com.
How much people are spending on their food and drinks for their Super Bowl parties.
That was the last one,
yeah.
Right? Which was $80-something
a person. $80.65 per person.
I would have a hard time buying that much junk, you know, to feed myself. I mean, like, how could you even feed somebody that much?
But is that per shopper or per person?
No, per person. So consumers.
Good question.
Here's number 11 and 12 again. Consumers will spend $17.2 billion on food, beverage, merchandise, and party supplies. So that breaks down to $88.65 per person for a total of 193.8 million who plan on watching the game.
Oh, yeah, we got to factor in alcohol. I wasn't thinking about alcohol, right? So, like, if you factor that in.
That's expensive alcohol.
Yeah, but if you get, like, a
big old
pizza.
You get, like, a whole bottle of Patron.
You know, some fresh fruit, maybe. Not that there's that much of that going on.
Yeah.
The cheese platters, you know, things like that, the veggie
right.
platters at the store.
That can get pretty up there.
But $80 a person? I mean, I'm trying to pad the numbers, and I feel like that's way too high.
Well, yeah, some people will put, like, you know, the chip and dip station,
yeah.
Like the football stadium with, you know, little stuff.
So right, those are expensive, but
people go all out.
Yeah.
This is the party.
But it's not one person eating a whole chip and dip station. You got to divvy
right.
it up by what that costs. I don't know. Yeah. I guess somebody's run the numbers, and it sure as hell isn't me.
Feed it.
You can tell I've never thrown a Super Bowl party.
Or any party where it's like $90 a head.
Yeah, ever.
I mean, you could have a really good party for $90 a head. It's not just
yeah.
like chips and beer.
Super Bowl
you
party.
A stripper there for that much money, right?
Hey, it's part of the entertainment.
Which is
I
apparently,
mean, you know, the steak doesn't cost, you can go to Texas Roadhouse for half that.
Right, which is apparently, or even Ruth's Chris. You could go to Ruth's Chris for a fraction of that amount of money.
I don't know. Well, yeah, you probably could. But when I go to Ruth's Chris,
$90 a person?
I will order, I think the last time I went to Ruth's Chris, my bill was like $150 just for me.
Did you, like, crack into a bottle of wine or something like that? Damn.
I ordered, like, a really good steak and a couple
okay.
of sides.
Damn. Yeah, it's been a while.
That's my budget when I go to Ruth's
Chris. To be fair, it's been a decade.
Save up some money.
I have not been to Ruth's Chris. I've only been to a Ruth's Chris one time in my life. It was during a radio convention. We went to Ruth's Chris, and I had, chicken or something like
okay.
that. And it was, like, a $35 entree.
Okay.
And it was fantastic. Like, it was a really good good meal, and I was very, very pleased with it. Surprisingly, because I'm cheap. You know, I'm pretty frugal when it comes to going out to eat.
No, me and my wife went to Morton's for her birthday a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The bill was over $200.
Wow.
So, but it's...
That's your wife's birthday, though, right?
Like, right. Yeah. It's her birthday. Yeah. It's a good steakhouse, you know.
But that's still, like, the highest end food you can probably find, somebody bringing you the food tax and tip. Like,
no, I got you. But I'm just saying, for a good steak, it's more than, you know, it's more than 30, 40 bucks.
Speaking of strippers, apparently the halftime show is already being criticized by various media because
canceler
J-Lo and Shakira were shaking some booties up on stage.
Well, it's a halftime show, so what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You would expect that.
With Shakira and J-Lo.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're known for.
Absolutely.
Right. So what else?
All right, so to wrap it up from Fee, why it matters. The gargantuan profits made by the NFL, snack and beverage companies, and the price fans pay to attend might seem sickening. How can so much money be thrown around for pure entertainment? The high costs and high profits reveal something. Americans immensely value either attending or watching the big game. Someone who attends the game is willing to forego spending $8,940 elsewhere because that's how much they value the electric experience of attending the Super Bowl in person. Your Aunt Nance, who shells out $88 on snacks and party materials, values gathering a family and friends more than she would spend that $88 elsewhere.
Hmm.
In the age-old tale of subjective value, you can't knock sports fans for what they value, and here's the big takeaway. The best you can do is set up a business to help them enjoy it even more.
And profit from.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, like, I'm not against Super Bowl parties. I can say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just used to not saying curse words, not trademarks. But if that's just food, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, it's a
like,
big party.
That's like my grocery budget for, like, the week.
Right.
Sure. No, I get it.
Did you say that was just food, not drink? It has to include alcohol.
It was food, drinks, party supplies, and other
things you're consuming.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's decorations, too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe. It depends on what you're doing.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the chip and dip station could be a decorative
bowl. If you bought a table, that's in that $90.
Yeah.
The odds you'd need a table just to throw a Super Bowl party and pretty slim. I don't know, what have you spent on a Super Bowl party? This is the most relevant question. Like, if you're out there and you just finished up the totaling up the numbers and figured out what you spent this year, what was it? And how many people went to the party, or rather are at your party? Is it even in the ballpark of $88, or did you manage to pull off a pretty great party for $40?
I go to a friend's house.
Instead of 80, right? Somebody's putting some money out there. You can bring up whatever you want here, whether it's the Super Bowl. And actually, we've got a story about one of the controversial advertisements that is allegedly going to be running during the Super Bowl that already, according to the Miami New Times, ran during the NFL's NFC Championship game. And it's regarding a former Palm Beach Gardens cop, Newman Raja, who killed South Florida drummer Corey Jones in October of 2015. The state jury convicted Raja, the cop, on charges of manslaughter and attempted first-degree murder in March of 2019.
Surprising.
That is almost unprecedented. And, in fact, I think I recall, because you almost never hear about cops being convicted for shooting people, but this one was, and there's an advertisement.
That's bizarre.
It's somehow related to this. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to talk about your Super Bowl party or not. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Millions watching as President Trump sits down for a pre-Super Bowl interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. He's asked if he will be able to work with Democrats going forward.
Well, I'd like to, but it's pretty hard when you think about it because it's been, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the level. They don't care about fairness, they don't care about lying. You look at the lies, you look at the reports that were done that were so false, the level of hypocrisy. So I'm not sure that they can do it, to be honest. I think they just want to win, and it doesn't matter how they win.
And in other news, in London, a 20-year-old Muslim terrorist wielding a machete shot and killed by police after he stabs two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And I want to make sure you know about ForkFest. It's coming up in several months. It's not going to be too long. Before you know it, it'll be summertime. And libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists from across the United States, maybe even beyond, will be coming to New Hampshire for ForkFest. It is a decentralized camping event, and you don't have to camp. You can stay in a motel or you can bring your RV. They've got RV sites there at Rogers Campground, the largest campground in all of New Hampshire. It's got plenty of room for growth, and I would say we weren't even at a tenth of capacity at last year's ForkFest, which was a great year. Last year was the third year, so 2020, this year is going to be the fourth year. And some key changes are going to be happening. Number one, ForkFest is expanding to a full week. So it used to be like 5 days. Now it's going to be a full 7 days. And it will also be happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So make sure they take down all their signs before ForkFest.
Oh, that's a joke that deserves to be explained. So that there's a little photograph that I took at the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was the day after the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended last year, and so that would have been So Forkfest happened before the Porcupine Fruit Festival, so Forkfest was way over. Porkfest had ended, and there were a few people that were staying on for something that was called Sporkfest, which was just like half a dozen people that were just kind of staying the next couple of nights.
Wasn't ready to go home yet.
Yeah, basically. And so I was still there, because I decided I was going to take some time off. I had taken some time off for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I wasn't doing the show from there, so it was like our first time ever not doing a show from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I was just there on vacation, so I was just kind of taking it easy. And Christopher Cantwell showed up. And he's not allowed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I was allowed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time in mostly, like, most of half a decade. So it was a big, you know, big event for me. It was fun. They did a really great job with it. I was glad I got to attend, and people felt great about it. And then Chris Cantwell shows up the next day, and I just happened to notice that there was a Porkfest banner that was still hung up on, you know, they hadn't taken everything down yet, right? Like, it's still the breakdown day, basically. And so one of the Porkfest banners was still up. Cantwell was on the campground, and I thought, hey, let's get a photo op here in front of the banner. So, and, you know, look, I don't like Chris Cantwell's belief system. I don't agree with it. We've had him on the Free Your Talk Live after show and have hashed things out with him, and he's revealed some very ugly status beliefs. But that doesn't mean that I don't have a sense of humor and can't appreciate, you know, a good joke. And I think Cantwell still, you know, has a sense of humor in some ways, even though he's got some very ugly beliefs. So, you know, he
obviously... Those aren't, like, mutually exclusive. Like, you can be a good person or a bad person and have a sense,
and have a sense of humor.
Dark comedy really is a thing.
And so he was into the idea, and so I took a photograph, which shows clearly the Porkfest banner behind Chris Cantwell. And so it looks like he's at Porkfest, because you can't see in the garage area below where it's completely empty and they've completely taken breaking down, you know,
how
broken
misleading.
Down.
How, yeah. How long after Porkfest was ended was that still sign still up?
It was the next day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was the breakdown day where they're taking everything down.
Okay.
But they'd still left the sign up, so it was like, oh, this will be a fun little picture just to, you know, just to put online and, you know, just have fun with people's reactions to it.
I mean, that's a pretty hardcore line on IP. They're not even saying you can't use
IP,
your...
IP, intellectual property.
That you can't stand in front of their IP.
Well, some people have gotten upset about it. That's what you're referencing, is some people have become upset over the fact that this photograph exists. And so that's what you were joking about when you came back in there. And without saying more about it, because it doesn't really deserve to be discussed further. But it was funny. So, let's see. That's on my Instagram account. That's where I posted it to, like, all of 200 followers or whatever. So we were talking about the Super Bowl. We're going to get into this story from the Miami New Times about a Palm Beach Gardens cop named Newman Raja, who killed a drummer in South Florida named Corey Jones in 2015. The cop was actually convicted of manslaughter and attempted first-degree murder in March of 2019. The case could not have been more clear-cut. Raja, the cop, wearing plain clothes and driving an unmarked van, rolled up to Jones's car and shot the young black man death for no apparent reason. Yet the nation's largest police union, the Fraternal Order of Police, is complaining about this advertisement set to air during the Super Bowl that discusses Jones's case. The FOP suggests the TV spot could lead to cops being defamed. The ad, which stars retired NFL great Anquan Boldin, who is Jones's cousin, already aired 2 weeks ago during the NFC Championship game. In the spot, Boldin reenacts the events that led to Jones's death while narrating how it felt to learn his cousin had been shot to death by a cop.
Wow, okay, so that's a pretty deep
so
ad. Yeah,
so it's only defamation if you didn't do it.
And he did it. The ad, which will air again on Super Bowl Sunday, is a PSA for the Players Coalition, an initiative that Boldin founded with Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement and quarterback Colin Kaepernick's ongoing protests for black rights in America. Boldin explains in the PSA, quote, "There's just some things that are bigger than football, and I felt like starting the Players Coalition and effecting change in this country is one of those things." Jones, then 31 years old, was fatally shot in October of 2015, not long after the prominent police-involved killings of Michael Brown and Eric Garner had jump-started the Black Lives Matter movement a year earlier. As New Times later recounted in a long-form feature story, Jones's case was particularly egregious. The night he was killed, the drummer was returning from a gig in his silver Hyundai Santa Fe and broke down on I-95 near the exit for PGA Boulevard. Jones didn't want to leave his drumming equipment behind in his SUV, so he sat and waited for the tow truck to arrive. He amazingly wound up calling AT&T roadside assistance right as Officer Raja arrived, and AT&T recorded audio of the entire exchange. Raja arrived in plain clothes, and the recording did not catch him identifying himself as a cop. Instead, Raja announces that Jones needed to get his effing hands up. Jones had been carrying a legally licensed pistol that night. It's unclear what happened next, but Jones ran, and Raja shot him 6 times. Raja later became the first police officer convicted of an on-duty shooting death in Florida since 1989. He's now appealing aspects of his case.
So to tie this back in to the game that's going on right now, this is one of the issues of for which Colin Kaepernick took a knee.
Was it?
Right. Well, not maybe not this particular case, mm-hmm. but it was to bring attention to police abuse against black folks.
That's right.
Right.
Even though Raja is now a convicted killer, the National Fraternal Order of Police has released a statement bellyaching about the Players Coalition ad. While FOP President Patrick Yose lauded Bolden for trying to improve relations between cops and their local communities, Yose suggested the single ad amid the orgy of cops, soldiers, fighter jets, and flags that is the Super Bowl at large besmirches the good name of law enforcement officers.
Only the bad officers.
So you can avoid this issue by not shooting people for no reason.
In order, he said in his release, to achieve total success in this venture, all parties must be willing to open a dialogue and work together to avoid unintentional consequences caused by messaging that defames the nobility of the many brave men and women of law enforcement, he said.
Oh, get bent.
This is not the first time a FOP chapter has been upset over the Super Bowl. In 2016, now suspended Miami police officer and then union boss Javier Ortiz tried to get cops everywhere to boycott Beyonce after Ortiz became upset that she referenced the Black Panthers in her Super Bowl halftime performance. Ortiz's efforts failed. So apparently the police are upset that somebody would make an advertisement pointing out the violence of one police officer.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that one of them has actually been sent to jail or prison in the myriad of various different cases that police have gotten away with.
Right. It's an epidemic
yeah.
for black folks out there in dealing with the cops. And they get one, the jury gets one right, you know, over years, and they're upset about it.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Whether it's Super Bowl controversy or anything else that happens to be on your mind, you can join us here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And also, want to make sure I invite you over to our Free Talk Live forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Although, I'll admit, it's not that busy. Forums, it's very hard to get people to join forums. The Discord is way more active, but the forum is there for those of you that appreciate a more organized, structured environment to communicate. There's also even a ForkFest forum there as well, so there's a bunch of different forums. It's part of the larger Shire forums, so check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. First up here, David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard Richie use the phrase the Cantwell test, and so I'd like to extend that to the Cantwell comparison and break down the elements of what of his crime, what he's accused of, with my deal with the University of New Mexico radio station, because they both involve using electronic communications to allegedly commit a crime for which we should be in prison. Because
for listeners who aren't familiar, Chris Cantwell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, we ended up basically firing him because he became a racist, sadly. Went further down that road, he did, and ended up at the Charlottesville protests back in 2017, caught some criminal charges in the fracas that ensued there, ended up taking a plea deal down to a misdemeanor. They were originally felony charges against him for basically using pepper spray. He says it was in self-defense. He ended up taking a plea deal, got misdemeanor convictions, banned from the state of Virginia for at least 5 years unless he's there for, you know, court. And he's kind of, you know, things cooled down for him for a bit over the last couple of years. He basically kind of kept quiet to himself here. I mean, he still did his show, but
right.
He wasn't going out and, you know, doing things publicly, and ended up getting raided by the FBI like a week ago, basically, maybe a little more than a week, maybe almost 2 weeks ago. I think it was like the 23rd. Week and a half. Anyway, he got raided by the FBI for ostensibly an interstate threat. over the internet, and in the very
so he's making threats privately instead of publicly.
That's the claim, but you know, even
you could read the indictment and see that it's kind of ridiculous.
It's not a threat. I read the indictment. It is mercifully short for an indictment. It's only 2 pages.
Yeah, it's like 2 paragraphs really, because it's that like legal 14-font
double
space.
Right. Yeah, and in like half of the second page is the signatures or whatever. So there's like barely anything in this indictment, and it essentially says that because Chris allegedly said to someone on Telegram Instant Messenger, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing here, I'm going to F your wife in front of your kids if you don't give me information about some person that he wanted information about.
He was trying to track down somebody else.
Yeah, one of his buddies, one of these this person who he's talking to, his buddies. Now, apparently the people that he was talking to, or the guy he was talking to, is in what's called the Bull Patrol. Now, do you know what that is?
Is that the Dylan Roof's
fan club?
One of their fan club called this show, right? Last week, I think it was.
I heard that show. Yeah
and said some stupid crap on the air about Dylan Roof, who is a murderer who was the one of the church shooters. He shot up a black church, was it South Carolina or something like that? Just a horrifying murderer. So the person that Cantwell was talking to by no means was a like good person or anything like that. Arguably, an even more despicable character than Chris Cantwell. But even so,
arguably not a person, because can I make a credible threat against an avatar with no name?
Well, right.
I mean, really?
This person didn't have a real name or whatever. But either way, the person obviously went to the FBI and complained about this, and they've been looking for a reason to search Chris's house, apparently.
Right.
And so they trumped up this charge against him and went and they grabbed him at 3 a.m., in a raid, and it was all over saying he was going to F some guy's wife in front of his kids. And they're trying to say that that was a rape threat. And I'm sorry, he didn't say he was going to rape the man's wife. He said he was going to have sex with her with the F word.
Well, there's definitely some implications in there.
I don't agree.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's the word that anybody ever uses for rape.
For rape
is a different thing.
I mean, to me, what that implicated, it could have implicated that Chris had already had sex with the man's wife. Just now he was going to do it in front of their kids.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
kind of the biggest problem with that statement. I don't know how old this guy's kids are, if he has any, but...
Either way, I don't think you should be comparing your case to that at all, David.
Yeah, David,
saying you want to be, like, arrested for what you're doing.
You're dealing... Well, he was arrested. Weren't you arrested, David?
Yeah, but I was arrested, because there was a warrant, because I hadn't appeared, because I had never been given notice. So it wasn't I wasn't arrested because they sent a cop to arrest me for the incident.
Your incident, for listeners unfamiliar, has to do with a college radio station that you called, and they told you to stop calling, and you say, well, hey, look, I pay taxes, I should have a right to call, so you called again, and they are now charging you with basically a criminal harassment. Correct.
Right. And remember, though, they defamed me. They published this in their newspaper, which you can view number one result just by Googling my name, David Olson, and the word Lobo, L-O-B-O, for the Daily Lobo newspaper at the University of New Mexico. And in that article, which is very short, it's a crime blotter, they put in quotes that I'm not allowed to call because of my hate for various different groups, Mexicans, Jews, Indians, something else. LGBTQ, so they're throwing in the hate thing and the use of and doing it using electronic communications, and so they want to put me in prison for 4 years. So there are some similarities So there's some similarities to the Cantwell thing, and so I just wanted to compare and contrast because
did they raid your house?
No, but I'm sure if they had actually served the arrest warrant at my home, since they're arresting me, I'm sure they would have searched my home.
Yeah, they probably would have.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know you that well, but I don't think that you have any as much that the FBI wants that bad at your house.
Was the FBI involved in your case?
Only in that I've tried to get them involved in various of my cases.
Wait, why?
Because you fight the state with the feds.
Because the things that have been done to me over the years in the state of New Mexico by government officials happen to be federal crimes. State of New Mexico, yes, your government officials are committing federal crimes. I know you guys believe it, but other people might be a little bit shocked. And I've called and reported on these government officials to the FBI, and, you know, the FBI keeps their secrets, and so you don't know, you know, obviously they've not done anything about anything, but you don't know, you know, what wheels turn in the background, but I have reported them.
Dave, you know, obviously keep us in the loop with any developments. Appreciate the call tonight. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. To James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. Hello? James in Arizona. Going once.
What took so long?
We were talking to somebody who's not as toxic.
Yeah, it's rather talk to a loser and a nut job.
See, I should have conferenced him together, right?
Those are the last two people that call in.
Would you like to conference with David next time?
Marcus Dickey, Dick Noggin.
What are you rambling about?
300 million people watching the Super Bowl right now, and I admit I'm like one of the 30,000 people at most listening to Free Talk Live. But speaking of defamation, Matt Cal Melanie, you know, like, I grew up being a real man and wanting to be like Fran Tarkenton and playing the Super Bowl, of which I'm watching right now. I know that you're more overweight than I weigh.
How's that going? Is your team winning?
Do you have anything relevant to say, or do you just want to insult people? Because I'm pretty bored of that.
Just like a dork that looks like somebody that was made fun of in the original Vacation movie with earrings all over your face. You're a real cool dude, Richie Rich Head. But by the way,
finally, I was wondering what his joke was going to be about your name. Okay. I was waiting for that one.
I thought it'd be better than that. Or Johnson, whatever the pig name you take on now. How's
Johnson.
Jackie Edgington doing right now?
How would Melanie know that?
I haven't seen
him. Repeatedly said I want to murder a wife and child on the public airwaves. How are those ugly people doing right now?
I get it.
What do you mean you get it?
I didn't understand what a rich head was until I just got it.
Yeah, okay.
I named my kid Dickie, so he's got that one coming.
James, you know, it's a shame because every now and then his calls have actually been like somewhat, I don't know, different. Like he's called about things that he has an opinion about that aren't hating on the hosts of this show. And it's just so boring listening to the constant insults. But at least he came up with a creative name for you,
sure,
Richie. I mean, that hasn't happened before,
Richie,
right?
Richie Richhead?
That was the first.
The most creative nickname I've been called is a Volkswagen door with two doors open because I have big ears.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, check out anarchistexperience.com for more of Richie.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.